Jill Morgan është drejtoreshë organizatës të artave shumë kulturore të Victorias. Me zonën Morgan u takuam gjatë festimit të 25 vjetorit të shoqatës së grave australiano-shqiptare. Marrëdhëniet e veçanta të zonës Morgan me shoqatën e grave filluan para 12 vite, kur ajo u takua me zonën Janet Mustafa. Jill Morgan i hapi rrugën shoqatës së grave drejt një integrimi të shpejtë dhe të suksesshëm në shoqërinë australiane. Deri më tani organizata që e drejton ka prezentuar kulturën, traditat dhe gjuhën shqipe në shumë festivale shumë kulturore që mbahen në Victoria. Ajo veçon vetëm disa: Premier Gala Dinner, Viva Victoria, Merge Festival në Shepparton e të tjera. 12 vite më parë ajo u takua me komunitetin shqiptar në Australi. Ky rrugëtim i përbashkët ende zgjat dhe do zgjas për shumë vite. Juftoj që në vazhdim të ndjekim intervistën që zhvilluam me zonën Jill Morgan, drejtoresh e organizatës të arteve shumë kulturore të Victorias.
Hi, I'm Jill Morgan and I'm the CEO of Multicultural Arts Victoria, and it's a great pleasure to be here tonight on the 25th anniversary. I was here 5 years ago for the 20th anniversary, and I've worked very closely along with Multicultural Arts Victoria over the past 10 years celebrating cultural activity within the community. And we've done the Premier's Gala Dinner together. We've done Viva Victoria, and we've taken the community up to Shepparton and have done a Merge Festival up there. So it's a really long-standing relationship we've had with the community. And I just get so inspired when I see all the women coming together and the community coming together to celebrate Albanian culture. And the generosity, bringing the wider community in, is really important for the community. And just recently I introduced Dr. Jeff Hogg, who was travelling to Albania, wanted to connect with the Albanian community. So it's really, I think it just evolves and it grows.
When was your first contact with Albanian community?
Probably 12 years ago, when I met Janet Mustafa, who everybody knows Janet Mustafa, and it was an absolute honour to also be at her award ceremony when she received the Australian Award, the OAM, and at Government House, and it was just an, because she's worked so hard within the community, and I know she's been the driving force behind the Women's Association. So it's really wonderful to see her here again tonight. And, yeah, and all the women too, so proud. And the community and the Adelaide community. How good is that?
That's great.
If we go back to the Albanian Australian Women Association, apart from Jed Mustafa, did you work with other members?
Yes, I've had a long sort of association with the community, and I know they do extraordinary work, not only cultural work, but also social welfare, looking after elderly in the community, going on picnics, also collecting chestnuts. I want to go one time on the chestnut picking because, I mean, all this activity helps to bring people together, create a sense of belonging, and also mental health, and also breaks isolation. So I think the activity of the Albanian Women's Association spans many, many sort of facets, and I think their role is vital within the community.
Definitely is vital, and help integration of community into the Australian society.
Absolutely. And I can remember we were doing some work down in Parks Victoria, Point Nepean, and it was where the Kosovo refugees came when they first arrived here. And there's a little graffiti on the wall that sort of you know, people writing their names and the date that they arrived. And we were doing... we had this young Bosnian artist, and she was very moved by it. I can remember we moved around, and she was absolutely moved by it. And I can remember talking to the Women's Association and learning more about this was the, the arrival point, and this is where they were housed for quite a considerable amount of time. So there's extraordinary history that we need to record. And I was involved, well, I came to the Immigration Museum when Curbit was actually published, and that was a great celebration too. So I've been, whenever I'm asked, I'm always there because it's always a wonderful celebration.
This is a milestone for the Albanian Australian Women's Association. What do you have to say to the Women's Association?
I think 25 years is a remarkable achievement, but I know it's going to continue because the thing that really hits me from tonight is the younger generation. A lot of communities just have the older generation, but I think to the Albanian community's credit, from the little ones right through to the sort of younger women, it's intergenerational. And I think that's pretty amazing. And I know that stands the organisation in good stead. So in 50 years' time, there'll be an enormous celebration.
That's what we're going to be here.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Jill, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for being so supportive, so close to the Albanian community. We wish you all the best.
I look forward to more cultural activity and great celebrations. So I just would like to wish the Australian Albanian Women's Association a big, big congratulations, because 25 years as a voluntary organisation is a remarkable achievement. So congratulations from Multicultural Arts Victoria.